Hey there, I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and welcome to the Happiness Solve podcast. Twice a week, we explore the journey to finding true happiness by sharing inspiring stories, practical tips, and insightful conversations with some of today's leading experts. But we don't just scratch the surface. We dive deep into the real grit of what it takes to live a genuinely happy life. Whether you're looking to improve your well-being, enhance your relationships, or simply add more joy to your life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's episode. Because happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours. My dear friend, Craig Siegel, such a pleasure to see you. How's it going?
I mean, no place in the world I'd rather be than right here with you. I'm so pumped. Love you. Let's go deep. Let's have some fun. Everything's great. And even better now that you and I are a collective consciousness.
That's right. We are.
Yeah.
For sure. And we just had an amazing conversation before this. But we are here today to not only talk about your book, The Reinvention Formula, which is a Wall Street Journal and USA Today best-selling book. This is the one that Craig signed for me. I'm so thrilled to have this. And this is probably because you and I had known each other for a while before this came out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, even though you're my coach and a mentor for me, I was like the biggest proud mama on the planet. Like, I'm like, this is Craig. And to get the accolades that you've gotten and the best-selling status, I mean, that's just, it's remarkable because publishing a book these days, while it's still a very special thing, there's lots of them published every single day, right? And I've published two books on my own, and of course you have these visions of becoming the New York Times best-selling author and this and that, and it's not that easy. it's a bigger task than I think most people even recognize, and so just congratulations to you because that's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you for saying that. And I think when you set out to do a book, I think it's all about the consciousness, right? So if you're doing it just to hit those bestsellers, I think it's more of an ego consciousness. Like, look at me, accolades. And you realize that even if you hit it at that point, it's going to be fleeting. It'll leave you empty inside. But if you do it from the consciousness, I have something to share. And I just want to impact and help as many people as I can. Typically from that consciousness, the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, for sure. So in the book, you discuss unlocking a bulletproof mindset. So how does cultivating that mindset contribute to achieving your peak performance?
I think mindset, these days I might say consciousness is my spirituality. I think it's everything, right? Yeah. And so think about perspective, right? If you look at COVID, the pandemic, which is when I reinvented myself, which was kind of gave birth to eventually the book and so forth. I think a lot of people had a mindset in that pandemic. I'm going to watch a lot of Netflix and relax and day drink. And I'm so pumped I don't have to go to work. That's one mindset. Another mindset of someone that likes to have a therapy performance might say, whoa, I don't know if and when the world will ever pause like this. Let me really connect and channel some downloads and see how I can make the most of this white space and change the world. And so same situation, two totally different mindsets. And I think if you're always looking from a perspective of what else is possible, how does it get better than this and keep challenging yourself, that right there is cultivating a bulletproof mindset.
I love it. Love it. So what specific strategies can you give from the book to help people enhance their performance and create that consciousness mindset that we're talking about?
I think first and foremost is awareness, right? So what are the things that typically hold most people back from accomplishing anything that is the desire? And I think oftentimes it's not really resources or money, as people like to claim that it is. It's limiting beliefs. Right? It's the fear of judgment. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear of looking silly, whatever the case may be. But none of those beliefs that we have that hamstring us from going to our next level are actually real. So what would it feel like if you didn't any longer have to tie any future performance to anything that happened in the past? What if you could start with a clean slate and you weren't jaded by past experiences or limiting beliefs or unworthiness or imposter syndrome? Well, then you would say, wow, I mean, how good can I stand it? What else is possible? Like, how do I go to the next level? And you'd start cultivating a more positive and opportunistic consciousness. And so limiting beliefs, it's very important that we identify them and we remove them. Like going into your subconscious and just deleting the files that no longer serve us. And if you come to the world and you show up with a whole new consciousness, with one of contribution over accumulation, how can I contribute? How can I impact? How can I identify what my gifts are? I'm the manager of them, and share them with the world and make a difference. Then a path will be revealed, because from that consciousness, we're more open to surprise support, divine directions, creator, I might say. And so first and foremost, best thing to do is remove any of the nonsense that's keeping us playing small or keeping us stuck.
Hey everyone, today I'm thrilled to share something truly special with you. Have you ever felt like you're just scratching the surface of your potential? Or maybe you're looking for ways to bring more balance and fulfillment into your life. If that resonates with you, then I have an event you won't want to miss. Introducing the Holistic Life Mastery event, live and in person, November 7th through 9th at the beautiful La Quinta Hotel outside of Palm Springs, California. This isn't just another seminar. It's a transformative experience designed to help you unlock your full potential, cultivate a holistic approach to life, and achieve mastery in every area that matters to you. Imagine spending 2.5 days surrounded by like-minded individuals, all committed to personal growth and conscious living. You'll have the opportunity to learn from world-renowned speakers, engage in powerful workshops, and gain practical tools that you can apply immediately to your life. Plus, our keynote speaker is Emmy Award-winning producer, actor, and author of The Way of the Cobra, Sean Kanan. You may have seen him in the number one Netflix series, Cobra Kai. Whether you're looking to enhance your personal well-being, improve your professional skills, or find more joy and purpose, the Holistic Life Mastery event has something for everyone. Our speakers are leaders in their fields, covering topics from peak performance and mindfulness to business psychology to relationships. And the best part, this event is designed to cater to all aspects of your life. It's about creating holistic balance, mind, body, and spirit. You'll leave feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take on the world with a renewed sense of purpose with a plan of action. So mark your calendars and join us for an unforgettable experience. You'll find the registration link in the show notes. Don't wait. Spaces are limited and filling up fast. Remember, this is your chance to invest in yourself and your future. The Holistic Life Mastery event is more than just a workshop. It's a stepping stone to the life you've always dreamed of. So how does one go about removing it? Because, I mean, I know what I do, and we all have different tools. Because it's, we can just push it aside, but then it may come back, right?
Yeah, perhaps. So
perhaps, yeah.
I think one of the things in therapy that people often criticize is that sometimes they might keep you just thinking about the past, trauma, this and that, mm-hmm. but not necessarily proactive ways to move forward. And then there's other places, like in certain coaches, that they don't want to do anything with the past. They just want, okay, but how can we move forward? I think it's important to blend the two. So why do we behave the way that we do? What is the programming in there? Like what happened to us that we think that this is all that's possible, or where we have codependency on this particular belief? Okay, so this happened. I identify that. But is that belief that we've tied to this, is that still serving the next level version of who we're becoming? And obviously, you're probably going to say, no, it's not. So great. So let's make the conscious choice to let go of that and then create a new, more empowering belief that can help us ascend to new levels. So you have to be so aware and so conscious of the limiting beliefs, of the opponent, I might say, or the ego conscious that wants us to play small, that makes us think that it's all about us. Like, imagine you're going to speak in front of people, which I know that you do, and you're really scared because you're afraid that you might not sound great, or if you look silly, or if you mess up the word. That's ego consciousness. If you come to that same position with just you want to share and help someone, you're not worried about imposter syndrome because you're connected. So thinking about and identifying exactly what's holding us back, having the awareness and making the conscious choice to delete that and put something more empowering in its place. It's like a giant reframe.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things I loved about your story when I interviewed you a couple years ago on the Happiness Self podcast, you were telling me your story. And you said that you realized one day, and this is because you were pretty young. I think this was after college. You were working on Wall Street, living your best life, so you thought. And you had this epiphany where you were like, wow, so you mean I don't have to always think this way? I can actually change it? Those weren't your words, but can you tell us about that experience? Because it was like, when I heard that, I thought, how many other young folks out there don't realize that they have that power to control their thinking?
Yeah, so when I first got to Wall Street at the college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I also started studying NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. That was like a big gateway modality for me to take me to different heights and so forth. And one of the things that stopped me in my tracks and I was so fascinated with is that even though I felt like a fish out of water at the time, I struggled with confidence, I was a bit insecure, I'm an introvert. It started to occur to me that I didn't have to give those beliefs any more energy. And I can expand my capacity on what I can receive in the world. And so, for example, something like lack of confidence is a muscle that I can flex. It's a skill that can be developed. I could cultivate courage. I could become more confident. I could transform when need be from an introvert to an extrovert. And so I started to become much more outgoing. I started to be able to communicate more effectively, how to articulate words and so forth. And I started to expand the tool set that I thought that I was stuck with forever. Even if you look at like running marathons, like that's something that's very important to me. And I had never been a runner. And I had this limiting belief that I'm not really built like a runner. I'll never be able to run fast. And then when I realized, I had the awareness that that's a choice, different choice would be how can I develop the skill? And I started running really, really fast and continuing to PR and so forth. So whether it's marathons, building confidence, something else that I talked about in the book that I think you're referring to is I went from being disgusted and really hating seafood to one day changing the narrative how I felt about that to loving sushi, right? So it's all a program. None of it is actually real. It's why I love the movie The Matrix, because something that really sticks out to me is people don't really look at the world as it is. They look at it based upon their frame or their perspective of the world. And we have the ability to adjust our perspective. And I think it was Wayne Dyer that said it, when you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at change. Couldn't be more true. And that's within us if we're willing to do the work.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, such a great point. So you just brought up that, yes, you are a marathon runner. You just finished your eighth one, which was New York City, right? It was New York City. New York City. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you were injured.
Yes.
And it seems to be kind of like we were talking about this a little bit, but you still had your best time, and yet you were recovering from an injury. How do you manage that? Because, okay, I did one marathon. We've had this conversation before. And anytime I consider doing another one, I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Because it's not an easy thing and it's a huge commitment.
It is.
You know,
big project.
It is. Big project. It's a big project to undertake. So how do you do that with these injuries? Because that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm really glad you brought this up today. So we're going to get real spiritual for a moment. I know you're on.
Okay, perfect.
So I had a beautiful training camp. I hired a different coach than I'd previously been working with. She's fantastic. She was on my podcast. She's the world record holder for over 60. She runs marathons, maybe like 240. And she was on my podcast. We hit it off. And I just loved her vibe and energy. So I asked if she was open to work with me. She said yes. So it was just a different vibe of training camp, really expanding my vessel. We were kind of playing the long game, and I started to be able to run further and faster. And then I had a bunch of tests happen, like you were kind of telling me off air before we hopped on today. Three things happened at once within 2 weeks of the marathon. Number one, I had a really strained calf to the point where I had to get an MRI and stop running for a little bit. It was really bothering me. Then my now wife and I got rocked with food poisoning. To be honest with you, Sandy, I think it was something worse because I was out of commission for like a week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was bad. And then the third thing, it was I had my biannual flare-up of sciatica, which if anyone has ever had, you know it's not fun. I mean, One morning my wife had to help me go to the, like, walk to the bathroom, which is the nerve shoots down. It just was not good timing. So I had that up until the Saturday before the Sunday of the marathon. So three things happen at once. So here's why I really connect to my spirituality. I'm thinking to myself, these three things happen. That's a pattern. Why are they happening? Is it because, I like to say, the opponent or the ego doesn't want me to run this race because of all the light that I'm going to be able to reveal and then share from the experience? Or is it, I would say, creator, someone else might say God, divine, universe, source, whatever's good for you. The creator is basically saying to me, listen, Craig, you're in the next phase of your life now. You've a little bit more important stuff to do. I think the marathon is behind you. And so I had to really connect to, like, which one is it? Right. And so at some point, this is a really good lesson for everybody. You want to be able to grind, work, put in the effort, do everything that you possibly can to be successful in life. And yet that's not enough, because at some point you have to relinquish control and allow, I would say, the light in, the energy and light of something bigger, right? That's the spiritual. I mean, 99% of what's happening here is beyond our logic. So do all that you can and step aside and let the light in. And so that's what I did. And the next morning I woke up on Sunday and it felt better. It felt unbelievable. Like all the three things just went away. And so I ran. It was a beautiful day. And my goal for this race was a little bit different than past. It wasn't ego-based. It wasn't a specific time. I just wanted, for the first time, Sandy, to run a complete race, meaning the same pace from mile one to 26.2. Not like heart and grid and in the last 6 miles, I'm, you know, hanging on by a thread, looking like the Grim Reaper. So I was able to do that. And then obviously the byproduct of that was going to be a PR, and we're able to run a 3:23:57. It was just a beautiful experience. But I think a really good lesson in there, you asked me about the injuries and so forth. When stuff like that shows up in your movie or in your life, get curious about it. There are no coincidences. What is this trying to teach me? Why is this happening? And I really wrestled with this. And then when I let the light in, I realized, I think the opponent didn't want me to run it because the light, I was able to overcome that. And we had a great experience.
So how do you connect with your creator? For those that are like, okay, can you just give us a basic one-on-one for the listener? Because I know that you're very, very, and you've grown, like, since I met you almost 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You've taken your spirituality to a whole nother plane.
Yeah.
Just hearing you talk, I can tell, right? Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I love it. I love it. So, what would you, just basics, what are the basics for people if they want to get tapped in?
Beautiful question. I'm very delicate about this because I've really gravitated towards the wisdom of Kabbalah,
right,
which is a very ancient spiritual wisdom. There's a misconception that you have to be Jewish to study. That's not true. In fact, anybody that...
But you are Jewish, so...
I am Jewish. It's true. Anybody that studied it, maybe if they were Catholic, Buddhist, whatever, it'll help them build a stronger appreciation and foundation with whatever it is that they believe in. And so it's basically the blueprint for the human soul. The concept is that our soul is here as a vessel to receive what's called the light of the creator. And we want to be able to receive all of that, but there's certain things that get in our way that keep us disconnected. So how do we stay connected to that, which is all the blessings, miracles, fulfillment. And so when I say the word creator, look, everyone probably has a different name for it. It could be God, Jesus, Moses, divine, source, universe, quantum, whatever your thing is.
Whatever it is.
I think there's one thing that we can all agree on, that it's an endless energy. It has no limits. And if we actually say it's this guy with a white beard or it's this and that, we're actually limiting ourselves. So if you want to connect to that limitless energy and be infinite, be able to create, manifest anything that you desire, we ourselves have to be a channel that's limitless to be able to channel that energy. So we have to be limitless in our consciousness to be able to connect on a very deep level with what I would say creator. And so every time you put limits or constraints, limiting beliefs on yourself, you're becoming a little bit more disconnected from that. So however it is, whatever it is that anybody believes in, just start connecting. Whatever that looks like. Is it meditating? Is it going to run? Is it praying? I like to ask questions very vocal. Like, is this the right situation for me? Or I don't know the next path. Please put people in my movie that can help us share and get to the next level and remove anyone that can't. I'll literally speak. And you might not get an answer in that moment, but you will see things begin to unfold when you're super intentional with that. And so the last thing I'll say, this is very important. How often do we hold on to something and settle beneath our standards because we don't have certainty that something else is better out there? Whether it's a relationship, a job, an employee, we constantly are afraid to get rid of, some might say, the good to go for the great, but something that's below our standards. And one way to really create a stronger relationship with Creator is to have the certainty to let go of what is no longer in alignment with who you're becoming, even if you can't see something better around the corner. That's real certainty consciousness, and that forms a much stronger and deeper connection.
That was absolutely beautiful. No, it was. No, that was absolutely beautiful. And I love the way you articulated that because it's just absolutely beautiful. Wow.
I love this stuff, the spirituality, as you can tell now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, same. All right. What's up? What's next for you, Craig?
Yeah.
What's next for you? What are you excited about?
Well, I'm really excited about being a husband, which is about a little over 2 months now. That's awesome. Maybe in the not too distant future, starting a family. We'll see about that. In regards to the business and the marathons, I'm going to keep pursuing and keep expanding. In regards to the business, I'm getting really, really excited this time of year to take CLS to a whole different level in 2025 with the community speaking, the podcast, a lot of different surprises. We've done a lot of good stuff in a relatively short amount of time, but now it's time to just go to a whole different level in regards to the amount of people that we can help and maybe help connect and bring closer to the light, meaning do some great stuff, identify their gifts, make a difference, and so forth. So a lot of things planned to really just take the impact to a whole different level in 2025.
I love it. Can you just share briefly about your mastermind group, the CLS experience, and how people can, what it is and how people can participate, because it's really incredible.
So we have a community, it's basically a group, and we meet on Wednesdays for an hour. We bring on a big guest speaker once a month, and it's a lot of just teaching, whether it's spirituality, business, money, fulfillment, personal branding, everything in between. And we actually just revamped the structure and infrastructure of that. So now there's another big way now for everybody to connect and network with each other. It's really beautiful. We also throw events. Obviously, I do one-on-one coaching and so forth, but you know, I have to have the bandwidth. And then we just introduced these pods, which is like kind of a one-on-one coaching format, but we have three people in it that are on a similar trajectory, and it's kind of that collective consciousness. So there's a lot of ways to get involved, but yeah, the community is a great place to start. You get to network and meet some unbelievable humans.
Oh, and it truly is. I mean, I'm still very close with many people that I met through your community, and and it's incredible. So thank you so much for joining me today, Craig. All this information will be in the show notes, and check out his book, The Reinvention Formula. You can get it on Amazon and probably almost anywhere you can buy books, I'm sure. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you for having me. Love you so much.
I love you more. Love you more. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. And I hope that you and your family are happy and healthy and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and lasting happiness. Take care, everyone.